7 after 6 degrees here. Let's get right to the Maggot line. Why not? Jump in on that thing if you want to. 4321101. Whatever you need, I got it right here. Whether you want to talk about the live show tomorrow night, yeah, 9 to 11, Maxi Shriekin'. Make sure you got a fresh tape of the Wallen Sack. We'll be doing it again. The best from past Shriekery over the last 3 years, every Friday night. From 9 to 11 right here on DC 101. Hello, I'm on board. This is he. Go ahead and please don't curse, okay? What's up?
Hey, man, I just kind of went through a rough night last night.
What happened?
I went out with my best friend's stepmom.
Your best friend's stepmom. How old is she?
She is 33.
How old are you?
22.
How did the date go?
Pretty good.
Was there some hobble?
No, but I could see it in the near future.
Did you kiss her hungrily?
Very.
So this is your best friend's stepmother?
My best friend's stepmom, who is now separated from his real dad.
How long were they married?
I think about 6 years.
Maybe your best friend would be interested in putting the moves on her himself.
He is, man.
He is?
I think he's kind of jealous, you know.
I can see it. I don't know. Is that the way that the motivation factor? Have you ever really honest? I mean, why is it that people are always motivated to someone close to them like that? Well, why is it that? I mean, with all the people of the world, you want your best friend's stepmom. I mean, there's a million girls out there. You ever notice that? Like, I mean, you're dating a girl and you're always kind of attracted to her roommate. Did you ever notice that? Why? There's 80 million girls out there. If you're going to hobble someone on the side, you can pick someone all the way across town. But you're always tempted to go for that roommate. Admit it. Or worse yet, you're dating a girl and her sister always looks good to you. Did you ever notice that? And there's always that little eye play that goes on. What is that motivational thing inside of us? Why does it always that closeness, that forbidden fruit, that always seems to make it a little zestier? Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm immune. I had an affair with Estelle's mother one time. Oh, God. It just got the better of us in the kitchen. And she was just having a ball when Estelle walked in. I was standing there with my hands on my hips. Estelle's mother was... And Estelle walked in, but I thought fast. Thank God I can think fast. You see, the second Estelle came around the kitchen door and saw us there like that, I could see her eyes open and her mouth. She was going to scream, you know? So I just reached up and, bap! I caught her right in the chin and knocked her unconscious. At that point, I got her mother up and out of the house. And when Estelle woke up about, you know, 20 minutes later, I was slapping her face with cold water. She said, honey, well... I said, Estelle, what happened? You just passed out. She said, well, I thought I saw... I said, Estelle, you're hallucinating. You have got to cut down on the drinking. My God, you come walking into the kitchen, all of a sudden you get pale and you drop to the floor and you tell me some wild story about your mother was wanted. I go, Estelle, come on. Let's put you to bed right now, young lady. I mean, my God. And I nearly had her believing that she had hallucinated the whole thing. Except that when I pulled her close to me, and we had a zesty session of our own, she noticed the lingering aroma of her mother's noxema on the hydraulics. Oh, she's here.